Turin, the heart of the festival. 32nd edition, and as usual, so many things to watch. And I'm doing my homework, and I've seen a few, but let's first talk about the competition section. Today, the audience got to see Babadook, that actually our previous guest, the wonderful Nikki Galani, mentioned as well, by Jennifer Kent. This beautiful sort of pseudo-horror that actually is just a journey into a psychological kind of struggles of a middle-aged woman, and it sounds great to me. And also they watched J.G. Cow, As You Were, that I'm going to be lucky enough to have tomorrow in our live show. There you go, a little kind of teaser for switching on the radio tomorrow for Wednesday. Sorry, what am I talking about? Thursday, 27th of November 2014. And actually, it's going to be my last day as well, and someone will take these reins of this live show, and I think that someone will be Angela Cherby, unless, I don't know, something happens to him and he needs to go back to Seattle, or maybe on the moon. He usually does that as well. So we talked about the competitions, but also I think I'd like to spend a couple of words about another film in the After Hours section, which is In Guerra by Davide Sibaldi. Well, it's a very Italian film. Of course, you heard that it was kind of very Italian-sounding title and name. But I would like to spend a couple of words because we need to do some shout-outs, as they say in the English kind of slang. Shout-outs for this guy because he's from 1987, so he's 27, and he already done two features. So, well, you know, this is pretty much, and we should probably put an altar for him just for the whole out there, young and penniless aspiring filmmakers, such as me and someone else in the room as well. In Guerra is actually a story, a sort of thriller, almost a sort of scientific, science fiction stuff about some guys in the Milanese outskirts, and it's just a journey at nighttime to survive. It kind of reminds The Warriors, that beautiful film from the 70s. If you haven't watched it, watch it. And then if you haven't watched In Guerra, well, just jump out, because I think tomorrow there's going to be another screening. And also, a couple of words about the beautiful section of TFF documentaries. In fact, I had a couple of hours to spend, and of course I spent it in the cinema, and I managed to see another film from the democracy section. As straight as it sounds, the democracy section is all about the struggles of having actually that, or making that word being some sort of sensible and meaningful. Yesterday I managed to see Approaching the Elephant by Amanda Rose Wilder. Incredible portrayal of childhood. I haven't seen anything like it in a long, long time, maybe ever. Because we're talking about documentary, but the structure is just so truthful. I mean, it's very rare to see childhood portrayed 360 degrees. The long story short, the film actually starts with the opening of the school, the Martin McCradles, which is a free school. If you're not aware of the term, it's just about the libertarian school, so something, an alternative kind of education where that nothing is imposed on children. Nothing is imposed on children, but nothing was imposed also on the directors, and it was the first day for both of them. So people from different kind of experiences went there, and we follow this journey of 1 year, and we get to see all this kind of almost this epic journeys of psychologies of different kids, from the bully to the bullied, and also to the director of the school, which is bullied himself. So yes, it's wonderful, just incredible. The other one that I watched today was Srok, which is actually made by a Russian collective, and it follows the impossibility of democracy in Russia. I'm just gonna put it that way, and I'll let you watch it because it's incredible. If you can be here, when we talk about democracy, we actually don't really think about films, but we think about the net. So whether it's a tweet or a shared picture or YouTube, and in fact you can see Zrock's footage, which is more than 1,000 hours and just rammed in 90 minutes here in Turin online on YouTube, about all the struggles, and they have like 8 million views. So just to get a bigger picture about Russia and its struggles to reach democracy, just go online, or maybe come by and watch it in a beautiful cinema here in Turin. And well, I think it's time to say goodbye. No, I'm joking. I'm gonna see you tomorrow. See you, maybe hear you, or maybe you're gonna hear me. And we always here in Turin, a 32nd edition for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.